You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is a Tuesday afternoon. Let's turn our attention to the marketplace. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's talk just a bit about what happened in the marketplace today. It appears that the soybeans came back and finished, well, while with a loss, fairly strong for the day.
They actually bounced back extremely well. The July beans actually only down about a half a cent here. As we looked at the November beans, we were low at 32, but closed 46.5. That's 14 or 12 cents off slow. So, you know, just a very good close as far as things went. And there was a lot of beans sold here today. I mean, as we look here, looked like about 7,500 contracts of beans being sold by the funds earlier in the day, along with 8,500 in the corn pit. So, it wasn't like we come in here and there wasn't much activity on the downside, at least from the sell side anyhow. So maybe this three-day weekend coming up, and, you know, we generally see a change in weather or trends in the weather pattern over a three-day weekend around the 4th of July. So, is that something they're thinking about? And it can happen, but, I mean, all in all, the numbers yesterday were pretty devastating.
It would have to look out and see dry weather for a long time, I would think. But it does happen from time to time over the July 4th weekend that the marketplace changes its mind. What does the long-term forecast show you? Have you talked to anybody?
You know, I mean, that's the problem, that basically the next 2 weeks don't look like any problem. They look like a little warmer and drier for a little spell here, but that's exactly what they need, especially up north, where they in Iowa and across Iowa and Wisconsin and in that area up in there. Just sort of been inundated with the rain as of late, and they'd be sort of happy to see a week without much rain.
When you talked with your producers today as they called in, and I suspect they did, and they wanted to know, as you told me earlier this morning, about some crop insurance, that would be related to weather and some problems they had in the field. And was that green snap or hail? Was it wind damage or hail?
Okay, here in Indiana, most of it was green snap and wind damage, and up in LaSalle and DeKalb County, Illinois, why, that was hail up along with the winds up there, along with the tornado that touched down around Earlville. In that way. So along Route 34 up through there, there's quite a bit of damage down corn and down trees.
I think I saw some really flat corn on the Twitter feed from someplace between Earlville and Mendota in that northern part of Illinois and that Ottawa, LaSalle, Peru sort of area. So it was kind of a rough area. How bad was the damage, do you suppose?
Well, I know that in Earlville that the state police were blocking off roads into the downtown itself unless you show them your driver's license and you lived in the city. So I think the one side of town got hit fairly hard with the tornado. I do know that it was down corn. I've reported at least five or six
Wayne, are you still with me?
We've turned all that in here too, so we're getting calls from them saying that things weren't very happy.
No, I understand. So turn your attention back to the marketplace for me just a bit. One of the things on the demand side of the market that might give you pause, at least for the corn, that it could find a nearer term bottom, especially if the July 4th weekend were to change. I know weather would be one of them. Livestock demand didn't appear that it was out of the grain stocks numbers, at least, to be stronger than had than was expected. The EIA numbers, however, for ethanol had been strong. Do those remain strong or not?
I think that we're going to continue to see good ethanol usage along the way here. The one thing that can pull that back a little bit for the profits for the processors, the DDGs aren't selling there as well. But, I mean, we have had some pretty strong usage in the corn and good export numbers and kept going along. And, cheaper prices a lot of times can stir up a little demand. So, we're hoping that that might happen in the corn market too here. But, we just found out we don't have extremely tight conditions. But I'll tell you what, farmers aren't going to be very big sellers right in these levels here now. I think the bin doors are going to be shut. So we're going to, have to bring things back into process to look and see if we can't get the farmers to continue to move some grain.
Well, the bin drawers will be shut, and that does mean that eventually they'll have to bid up in order to get those opened up. There is a catch-22, of course, that you might keep it long enough where you're forced to have to push it out the door in order to make room for the new crop, and that becomes a problem for producers. Do you have any thoughts on what the timings of their sales for old crop corn might be?
Well, you know, hopefully that they've got some sales on. But if you're sitting there and you don't have hardly any sales on, you know, stubborn holder for a little while here maybe, but don't get too stubborn, because as we get towards the end of July, a lot of corn's going to be flowing into the system from the southern states. You know, they're already pollinating down there, and it isn't going to come to us too much here that way. So, you know, somebody said the 11th commandment, I think, was on a thing about don't keep bull crop corn much after the 1st of July.
Yep.
And, you know, it's seeming to come true this year.
Hey, thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.